knowing that they had to do something to live their faith. Our gospel from Luke chapter 3 today begins with people going to John the Baptist and asking, what do we need to do? That gospel begins with the crowds going to John the Baptist asking, what should we do? The tax collectors came to John the Baptist and asked, teacher, what should we do? Even the occupying soldiers came to John the Baptist and asked, and what is it that we should do? And John the Baptist answered them all in essentially the same way. What should you do? Live generously. Live honestly. And don't live for material satisfaction only. Material satisfaction is fine. We're flesh and blood. We live in this world. I like my material things, you like yours. But we ought not to live for them alone. Or in the end, we will be empty and sad because our soul will die. That was John the Baptist's answer. That's how the last and greatest prophet told people what to do. Live generously, live honestly, and don't live for material satisfaction only. We too know that we need to do something. That's why we're here. Now, I'm not saying if we do this, we get to heaven. What I'm saying is that we do need to have our faith respond. We've been given the gift of faith, and it needs to have a response because God is all act. So you're here. And if we would ask our Lord, Lord, what do we need to do? Here is what our Lord would tell us. I think it's the best of. Moving from Luke chapter 3 to Luke chapter 6, Jesus would say, do you bless those who curse you? Do you give to those who beg from you? Do you do good to those who hate you? Do you love your enemies? Do you have compassion for others? That sums up what our Lord would want us to do. And Jesus, remember, doesn't want us to do something to change the world in a dramatic way. Jesus wants us to preserve the world with simple daily tasks that reflect his love. Bless those who curse you. Give. Do good despite what's being done to you. Have compassion. Love those who are not so fond of you. That's how God's love becomes present and visible in the world. When we come to church, we can hear a lot about God's love. We can speak about God's love. You can even leave here believing in it. But we must become God's love. God's love will not be present or visible in the world just by speaking about it or hearing it or believing it. We must become it. And this is how we become it, by doing this. Preserving the world with simple daily holy tasks. Lord, what should Corpus Christi do? What ought we to do? There it is. I have in my bulletin article today these for you to take home with you. You know that I write a bulletin article for you every week. You have a right to know something of what's on my mind. I try not to, I don't like to just rehash the gospel readings for my bulletin article. I like to talk about some other things. For almost 30 years, I was on the front page. I'm on the back page now, but it's still there. Okay, it's still there. You can find it if you look. But here I have for you to clip out and to do what I've done, tape it to your bathroom mirror. What do we do today to be God's love? How do I strategize to do what our Lord told us to do? Do one a day, or one a week, one a month. I have to deal with a very difficult situation today with a person. It's going to be a hard meeting. Lord, give me compassion for that. I'm called to be generous. You can start with your pizza boy. I was one. Tip him well, okay? We work for it. Don't be cheap. And remember what I said when I worked? You always know who the good tippers are, and their pizzas go first, right? Someone is not that fond of you, pray for them. It's how we manifest God's love into the world. This is what Jesus told us to do daily, simply. We're not going to change the world. We're called to preserve the world in His love. Today, Mike and I are wearing rose. Rose is the color violet with a little bit of white. We've had the color violet as a penance color to prepare us for Christmas. We use violet as well during Lent to prepare us for Easter. Today, the church gives that penitential, that preparation feeling, a little bit of the festivities of white we're going to wear at Christmas to bring us joy. Rose is the color of joy. Let's remember, my dear people, that when we do what our Lord asks us to do, we put a little bit of light, a little bit of white into people's days. But above all, we bring joy into our hearts. That's how our Lord wants us to live. Amen.